Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, March 16th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Religious freedom in Vietnam is in question. Relief work in Sri Lanka continues with plans to move into community health evangelism. And help comes to the church leaders of Chad. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Vietnam tops today's news, where there appears to be a response to the U.S. State Department's calling Vietnam a country of particular concern. New regulations allowing for more religious freedom look very promising on paper. But Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says,
"The real question is, okay, when this is put in place, what is this really going to mean? Is it going to mean more freedom for the church in Vietnam, or is it simply window dressing, the government trying to appease international human rights watchers?"
Church leaders are taking the position of wait and see. Nettleton hopes this may be a true turning point in Vietnam, but he says prayer is the key.
I think first, obviously, we need to pray for the Christians in Vietnam, those who are suffering. There have been raids on church meetings even in the last couple of weeks. So we need to be praying for the believers who are there, that they will remain faithful, that they will remain active, and that there will be fruit for their ministry activities.
Next, a strike hit a northeastern Sri Lankan town over the government's slow tsunami relief distribution. But Medical Ambassador International's Paul Calhoun says they haven't had any trouble. They're partnered with LEADS, or the Lanka Evangelical Alliance Development Services, that coordinates with local governments.
We've been able to deliver 212,000 food packets and assist over 3,300 families. There has been about 1,000 temporary shelters given out, and we're in the process of rebuilding hundreds of permanent homes.
Calhoun says the most exciting phase of the program has yet to come, community health evangelism.
We not only work with the physical need, but also we train the villagers themselves to be able to share with the members of their community the hope of the Redeemer.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Peace is a relative newcomer to the nation of Chad. 3 decades of ethnic war left an exhausted nation open to the Islamic influences of neighboring Libya and Sudan. Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley says that's part of their challenge. One reason they just held a frontline shepherds conference in the capital city, N'Djamena.
Chad is the nation in Africa with the most unreached people groups. And so it was very encouraging for me to see the strong commitment of these 313 pastors to penetrating those unreached peoples to plant the church and the gospel among them.
Shibley says the work of evangelism is difficult in Chad. GAM provided support for the future of the church.
These men came weary and thirsty, and the Lord did a wonderful work in encouraging them and reviving them, and also in giving them some real tools for even more vigorous church planting in the days ahead.
Elsewhere, vegetable seeds, water, and sheer determination are a part of a successful garden project in Burkina Faso. Operation Blessing International implemented a micro-enterprise garden project just a year ago. They built 2 fresh water wells, set up a water tower, and taught impoverished women how to plant and cultivate the land. Now, the community of 1,700 people has been transformed through the compassion of Operation Blessing as they show the love of Christ by meeting people's needs. And finally, it's an exciting time for Bible translation in the country of Panama. New Tribes Mission will soon begin Bible teachings among the Naso people group, the last tribe in Panama to hear the gospel in their own language. New Tribes missionaries are preparing the lessons and translating scripture for the teaching sessions that will begin in April. Pray that the Naso will clearly understand God's word and that an indigenous church will grow as a result. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For details, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.